Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
They came in a little
there you go.
Thing. Actually, you know what? I think they're exactly the same.
You don't think that they're right, left? They're just either not stereo, they're mono.
No. I just don't think that there's one that's specifically made for either ear. Usually, there's an angle, but they appear to be exactly the same.
Well, there you go. No, I've been doing eBay. I'm selling off a shit ton of stuff lately.
That's good.
Yeah, I got fed up. Like, after I started selling those big lots that I was getting, the $150 lots, and I was just breaking them up and, you know, making some profit and keeping the stuff that I wanted to keep, I kind of went through my own stuff and I was just like, fuck all of this. So I,
that's
like,
good.
Cause like I would get like a bunch of, I'd get stuff cheap and I just have it on my shelf. So I've decided to definitely get rid of some stuff, but I hate eBay so much. If only there was like an easier way, or like if there was an eBay for people who hate eBay. And it's not like the eBay system. I think the eBay system is perfectly fine. Yeah, their fees are a little high, but it's not like you're using their service, so it doesn't really matter. That's how they make money, so that they can keep the service going.
Right.
It's the customers. It's like people who buy on eBay. It's like, fuck you, people. Fuck you. It's like the second thing I sold on eBay, I told the person specifically, this is how I'm shipping it. You know, it's like it's in the thing. It's like, this is how I'm shipping it. And the guy gets high. You didn't ship it properly. It's broke. I'm like, no. It says in this is how I am shipping it. If it comes to you broke, that is not my fault.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. God damn it. Well, he says, well, what are we going to do about this? I said, nothing. You could give me negative feedback. I don't give a shit. People don't look at feedback. That's the reason why the Emoji Movie made money. No one cares.
Well, I mean, children are the real reason that the Emoji Movie.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like no one cares.
Well, they have to. Like they have. Like your fucking kid is screaming that they want to go see the Emoji Movie. So your choice is either deal with your screaming kid for weeks or
exactly
take them to go see the Emoji Movie. They have you hostage. Your children have you hostage, people.
Oh, I have
rise up against your children. Have you ever just?
Oh, I have this limited edition model from 40K. This limited 40K model. Oh, but I have one negative feedback. Oh, that's gonna prevent you from getting the model you want? No, fuck you. You're just like, fuck it. Just give me it. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care.
Have you people ever just tried to take your children and sit down with them and hit them?
Oh my god, it is. Ridiculous. eBay is ridiculous. Like, and then people will like email me. They're like, could you please send this packet and send it this way instead of this way? I'm like, no, I don't want to.
I usually just don't respond to.
Oh, I don't either. It's just,
I just say nothing.
But no, I'm shipping it this way very specifically so that A, you get it real quick, B, it's tracked, and C, it has insurance on it. Because you assholes are the ones who say, like, I didn't get it. Eh, too bad.
Yeah.
You know? Like, no, this is tracked and everything else on top of it, and if something bad happens, I can get insurance on it.
I had someone try to say that they didn't get one of their items that I shipped. It was a fight stick, and I was just like, he was like, he filed the dispute thing, and I just like immediately, as soon as I saw that, I just called eBay, and I was like, here's the tracking, it was delivered, and they're like, okay, we've resolved this in your favor, and I was like, thank you.
It's seriously, it's like, Jesus Christ, people. Like, the scum of the earth.
And it's like, and you know what? If it didn't show up or it was taken, then the issue for him to get his money back is between him and FedEx.
Yeah. Like, I never send. I always send post office.
I never use the post office.
Oh, my God. The post office is the most reliable system on the planet. Are you kidding me?
I completely disagree. I've had more
issues.
Do
you know that FedEx and UPS use the post office to ship everything?
For sure. But yeah. I've had more issues trying to resolve problems with the post office than any other form of shipping.
Post office is the greatest, hands down. FedEx, UPS, they're all shit companies. Like, they are the shittiest of the shitty companies.
But you know what? They've all resolved my issues, and I've never had a problem.
Yeah.
You know who's fucked me on packages and fucked me on returns? Consistently, the post office.
Oh, I've never gotten fucked on that.
I've gotten...
Maybe they just don't like you.
I've gotten hosed by
they saw you coming and was like, this person is an awful person.
I actually, if I see someone shipping... Like, if I see that they ship via the post office, I don't buy from them. because that's how bad my, like, I, both ends, I've had bad experiences with the post office. I've had bad receiving, bad sending. I never use the post office.
I've never had an issue with them. I support the U.S. post office.
I do not. I think they suck at their job.
The best postal service on the planet.
I think that they're just about as good as the rest of our government, which is fucking trash.
Well, that's a different story altogether. I put up a meme that got a little bit of traction lately. I feel kind of bad about it because it was a little political that I don't really care too much to do, but it was too funny. It was the conceited look meme, you know, the one of the guy making the face like like that face, and it just said like, Facebook tells me pray for Florida and Texas, and then I said that's me looking at electoral map of 2016. Yeah. I can't really feel too bad. They live in hurricane zones. I mean, like, do they feel bad for us when we have a massive snowstorm like we've had? No, they don't feel that bad. No, we just dig ourselves out and we live our lives. You're in Florida. Hurricanes come to Florida. It's a normal thing.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like why are we having all of a sudden flipping out about this? It's like wildfires on the West Coast. It's like, that happens.
They've been on fire for a while.
Yeah.
I think that fire's been going on for like a month or so.
Well, it's like people seem to forget that, like, geologically, like, that's how forests regrow themselves. Like, after a while, it just becomes too dry and too big.
No, palm trees are native to California, okay?
It's not even the palm trees, though. I'm joking,
because California's a fucking desert.
Like, yeah.
all of the shit there is completely artificial.
Well, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, well, I mean, no, I'm talking like Oregon and Wisconsin and like Northern California or Wisconsin, Oregon, Northern California. Like, the forests get dry. A simple spark can set it off, and then it all burns, and then you regrow. But that's the point. You're building in a fire zone. Like, you have to be careful of that stuff. I'm aware. I live in Tornado Alley. Yes, my home could get sucked up by a tornado. It is possible. Don't live in a floodplain if you don't want to prepare to be flooded. You know, it's just simple like that. United States was never meant to have human habitation.
I mean, most people are, you know, like most people in the world and everywhere, you're stuck where your fucking parents squirted you out.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so I'm sure that there's plenty of people who are currently living in Florida who are like, man, I sure wish I could afford to not live in Florida.
But I spent all my money on meth.
No, that's the Midwest.
Well,
Florida's got crocodile.
No, Florida. Oh, no, Florida's got the pills, the pain pills. That's what it is, because they all go up to what is it?
Yeah, methamphetamines are definitely the Midwest. That's like that's our part and parcel.
Our goal.
Minnesota, like we got
Iowa, Arkansas. Yeah. That's all the meth states.
We're in the meth zone.
The meth zone. Meth zone.
Get in the zone. The meth zone. Yeah, that's us. We're the meth zone.
Yeah. Florida, it's all pills. Because they have, like, there's, like, some, like, one of those states, like Georgia or something like that, has, like, really lax pharmaceutical laws. Mm-hmm. So you just drive to that state and you could pick out, like, a bag of pills.
Finally.
Oh, man. I'm trying to get off pills right now, and it's, that's rough, man. Like, you know, when they talk about, you know, getting off the painkillers, the opiates, it's rough.
Well, it's heroin.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason all of those people are into heroin. They all got started on pain pills, not on heroin.
You, me, Cole, we all smoked, you know, and it's like, it's fucking hard. It's not as hard as quitting cigarettes, let me tell you that. Like, quitting cigarettes is the hardest fucking thing.
Quitting cigarettes fucking sucked.
Yeah.
That was awful because I would wake up at night, like, in, like, full body pain and, like, sweating. And I'm like, why am I in pain?
Well, no, that's what it's like with the quitting the Norco. But my doctor's like, here's another set of pills that you could use to relieve that. I'm like, okay, whatever. No, it's not too bad overall. Like, they say it's actually, like, 3 days. Like, if you wait 3 days, you get it all out of your system and you're pretty good. But I'm still in pain, so it's kind of like, why should I quit if I'm still hurting? You know, it's kind of like half a dozen of one, six of the other.
Mm.
It's like, no, I don't want to take these pain pills. I want to live in misery. I'd rather take the pain pills and just be kind of chill. However, you know, maybe if we had medicinal marijuana, it could help. But our governor's kind of a douche.
Go to Colorado.
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 Colorado. That's another one.
They have too much money. They don't know what to do with it.
Isn't that another one that's on fire or something like that going on out there?
I don't think so.
They got something happening.
Pray for Colorado, Steve. The last I heard, Colorado was having a problem where they had too much money because of their legalized pot.
Well, no, actually,
they didn't know how to spend it all.
The biggest problem right now is in the big cities like Denver and Boulder. all the people who were selling the medicinal stuff, like the dealers, they still can't put that money into banks. So because of some FDIC regulation or something like that, it still isn't figured out on the federal level because it's only legal on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So these people put all their, they can't put their money in banks. So
credit
what they,
unions, yeah.
Well, they can't, it's like, but the credit unions only do so much. These guys, so what they do is they put all their money into real estate. So at least they have some sort of like savings.
Mm-hmm.
So now the real estate market in Colorado is fucking insane, insanely broke because not broke as in like no money, but broke as in it doesn't work because all of these houses are bought up by these drug dealer, not drug dealer, it's not a right thing to say, but these medicinal marijuana guys. And it's
I mean, they're drug dealers.
Yeah, they're drug dealers. I mean,
but our doctors are drug dealers.
Yes.
You sell drugs, according you're
to
a drug dealer.
According to this logic, though, we're kind of smut peddlers.
We are smut peddlers.
Nice.
I peddle smut. I retweet pornography all the time. I am straight up a smut peddler.
Yeah, it's like, so you can't get a house in Colorado anymore for a normal price because all of the they're all being bought up really quickly by these medicinal marijuana dealers or distributors.
The boat show. The boat show. It's the best advertisement I've ever heard.
The boat show?
Yeah. It's just some dude repeating the boat show. The boat show.
That's like Wizard World. Wizard World is the Chicagoland boat show.
If they had an advertisement of some guy going Wizard World, they might actually have attendance numbers go up instead of down.
Oh my god, Wizard World was fucking awful this
They're
year.
They're down 50%.
Yeah, do you hear what happened at this year?
No,
I could just because I have literally not much gaming news. I got some stuff to talk about, but nothing much.
Did Stanley promise a huge ejaculation on stage and then fail to get it up?
True believers, look at my penis,
Excelsior. Do you
no.
ever think that he screams out Excelsior when he climaxes?
His wife just died. Let's show some respect.
I just asked when he climaxes. I didn't talk about when he's banging his dead wife.
Aww. That's mean. Tennant. David Tennant was supposed to be there. Doctor Who. And, like...
Wasn't he, like, Doctor Who, like, three Whos ago?
Two Whos ago.
Two Whos.
Well, I guess it was... Maybe three. I don't know how you want to count it because the new one hasn't started yet. But the
two who's.
You should
petition to get the British government to switch their system of time measurement into who's.
Yeah, but the thing is that Tennant is the most popular one out of all of them. Like he's the one
that's the lick his lips guys from Harry Potter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
He's also on Broadchurch.
I don't know what that is.
It's a decent show. The first season was all right. It sucked at the end, but. He was also in Jessica Jones. I don't know. You haven't watched Jessica Jones yet.
No.
It's really good. His performance in that's really good. But he was supposed to be there at Wizard World. And I guess it's $10,000 just to get him to show up. Not counting, like, you probably have to pay for a hotel, airfare, and all that other stuff. Like, as part of his writer. He canceled. And there was, like, he was the far most popular draw. Like, he was going to be the big fucking draw.
Because
he hasn't done U.S. in a long time. He hasn't done Chicago ever. Sold out. Wizard World not only refunded the money for the people who signed up for it, because he was sold out instantly. They refunded the money, but they also gave everyone free tickets to next year's Comic-Con on top of that. It's like this whole big thing. And then what's her name? The Scarlet Witch from the Avengers was supposed to be there, Elizabeth Olsen. And she canceled too, and they didn't give anybody their money. Well,
she's not David Tennant.
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing is like, this on top of it, Wizard World was fucking ghost town this year.
Yeah, their attendance overall is down 50% last I checked.
It's because there's too many of them. There's going to be a Wizard World Peoria. And if you've ever been to Peoria, Illinois, you know that it is a fucking awful place to go. There is nothing in Peoria.
When you said Peoria, I thought you were talking about Wisconsin.
No, Peoria is in Illinois.
There's Peoria in Wisconsin.
Well, there is.
And then there's a Peoria somewhere else.
Yeah, but Peoria is like the fifth biggest city in Illinois.
There's a Peoria somewhere else, too.
Well, I'm sure there is. It's just like...
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. There's Rockford. Yeah, I think it's like Chicago. It goes like Chicago, Aurora, Joliet, Rockford, Naperville,
Georgia?
Peoria. It doesn't matter. Whatever Peoria you're thinking of, does it blip on the map?
I'm still thinking about it.
But whatever.
I'm also thinking about the boat show.
The boat show.
The boat show.
But yeah, Wizard World, it's like... When you have 1,000 Wizard Worlds in all these podunk towns, no one is going to go. Like, you're the... you're going to get less and less attendance because you're just spreading it out all over the place. It's not like someone's going to go, like, who lives in Peoria is going to go to Chicago Wizard World when they could just go to the Peoria Wizard World, unless there's a specific person they want to spend a shit ton of money to get a picture with.
They should have it in
autograph.
Sandwich.
Sandwich, Illinois?
Yeah.
There's nothing good in Sandwich.
Sandwich.
That's where they filmed Man of Steel.
That makes sense.
Sandwich and Plano. Pet B got to see the filming of...
That's right.
Because he was trapped on the road when they were filming the
Yeah, I knew someone who was trapped on in Chicago when they were filming on Lower Wacker. He was like, why are there all these people? What's going on? And he's like looking around. He's like, what's happening?
That was one of my biggest regrets is that... You know that scene in The Dark Knight where they do the... where Batman and it fights the Joker in the middle of the street?
Mm-hmm.
That was filmed right outside where my wife worked. And they got notices saying, like, hey, look, we're going to use this. We're going to use your building for filming and stuff like that. And I had an opportunity to go there and kind of watch the filming from the office. And I chose not to that day because I was just like, Batman Begins. I was like, Batman Begins is okay. I mean, this is Batman Dark Knight. It's got Heath Ledger. This is going to suck.
You could have seen Heath Ledger jump over Christian Bale on his skateboard.
Yeah.
You missed out.
I did. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I missed out on that. But whatever. It's, you know, it's the past. The past is the past. You can't argue.
Plus, you can just lie and say you did. I mean, now you can't. Although you could edit this episode to take that out and then edit yourself in lying about it.
I don't give a shit.
Oh, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
I stopped giving shits a long time ago about that stuff.
You care deeply. It's weighing on you. It's grating and scraping on the inside of your eyes.
Well, I could switch the conversation to something.
Speaking of the inside of the eyes. I watched a movie on Netflix yesterday called The Void.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I was fucking shocked how good it was.
The Void.
This movie's awesome. Yeah,
Is it a biography about John Voight?
No, that would be The Void.
Oh, that's what I thought you said.
No,
The Void.
The Void.
Oh, Void.
Void with a D. Yeah.
Oh, okay. These look like John Voight's teeth marks.
Just everyone's talking at me, just driving around in John Voight's car. I was shocked. It was fucking great. It's a horror movie, so obviously you have to go into it knowing that, but it's fucking good. Was shocked at how good it was. It's in, without spoiling it, you can watch it. You could definitely use it as the inspiration for an RPG scenario very easily.
Okay.
It's very cool.
Oh, that's good. Maybe I'll give it a look-see-loo.
The Void. Yeah, I was like, huh, this movie's kind of like shitty. And then I was like, then suddenly there's Cronenbergs everywhere. And I'm like, yes!
Cronenbergs. I've been watching what's it called? It's this show, I think it's called The Vikings, but it's not... Norsemen is what it's called. Norsemen.
Okay.
But it's like kind of a send up of the show. You ever watch the show Vikings?
I did not. Everyone talks about it. It's really good.
Well, the first couple seasons are very good. The problem is like the people who take it too far, like any TV fandom, they take it too far.
You don't even need to say TV. You just say any fandom.
Yes. They take it too far and then they're all into getting Thor hammer tattoos. And you're like, do you know what that? And they're like, no, man, I'm taking it back. I'm like, you really can't take that back. You can't just say, like, oh, no, this just celebrates my Norse heritage.
It's just 88 because I like that number.
Yeah. You can't say that.
Unfortunately, for people born in 1988, if you get an 88 tattoo, people will misconstrue that every time.
Yeah. Well, my dad goes to a bar in the south side of Chicago called Club 81. And I didn't know this growing up. And it 81 is HA, which is Hell's Angels. So apparently it's like a biker bar. It was originally a biker bar, like decades ago, like 40, 50 years ago.
I don't even think the Hell's Angels exist anymore.
Yeah, well, yeah, they do. But I mean, it was like decades ago. And then, so I was walking down and I got a t-shirt from this bar. When I turned 21, they were like, oh, Joey's 21. Hey. So they gave me a t-shirt and it's a nice t-shirt.
Were they greasy Italians?
Yeah, they're Southsiders. A lot of Polish, a lot of Italian, a lot of Czechs.
Chuck, sons of bitches.
I'm walking around with a t-shirt and this guy's like, hey man, nice shirt, you into Hell's Angels? I'm like, oh no, I just go to this bar. I'm like, how's it Hell's Angels? It's not really, it's well known for its bocce ball tournaments, but that's about it. And the guy, like, he explained the whole thing to me. I'm like, oh, I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it back.
That's the Vikings thing, is like these assholes like taking it back. But it's a decent show. I like it quite a bit. The main guy from Vikings was the main guy in the World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah, I could not finish that movie.
It was rough.
It was bad. I usually watch even pretty bad movies to completion, but that one was not one I could get
through. I thought the effects looked really nice.
The effects were solid. Yeah. I can't knock that. They looked cool.
Yeah, the orcs were pretty good orcs.
Yeah, but man,
that story was just poo.
It was bad.
Yeah. And then what's it called? The Vikings. So I'm watching a show called Norsemen. Mm. It's kind of a send up on it. I guess it was filmed in Iceland or Scandinavia or something like that.
Okay.
And it's kind of a comedy show.
Okay.
But it's not really a comedy show. It feels very Monty Python-ish.
Okay.
Like if you ever watch the non-Monty Python movies, like Jabberwocky or...
I like Jabberwocky.
Yeah.
Well, I liked it a lot when I was a kid. I haven't seen it in years.
Jabberwocky or Eric Yellowbeard.
Okay.
Remember, like, show
so
movies
the
like
ones that aren't Monty Python's blank?
Like, yeah. So, they have the entire, like, Monty Python cast in it.
Yeah.
Also feels a little Terry Gilliam, like early Terry Gilliam.
Okay. Like Baron Munchausen?
Baron Munchausen and Time Bandits feel to it.
Fucking love Time Bandits when I was a kid.
Yeah. But this is it's weird. I'm not sure if I like it yet. It's got a very strange sense of humor on it.
Well, it's like Twin Peaks. Like, it took me a while to get Twin Peaks, and I'm like, all right, this show is actually pretty sweet.
Yeah. Did you... The new season ended.
I really want to watch it. I haven't... I heard the fucking ending is completely out of control.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Awesome.
I texted Kevin about it, and we were watching it, and he texted me, and I was like, well, that was an ending. That ended... No, it was a pretty bizarre show overall.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah,
I hope Netflix will get the new season because they have the current one.
I don't know. If it's Showtime though. Showtime doesn't do through Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to
I think
to see.
Doesn't Showtime do it through Amazon?
They might. I could do that. Yeah, I have Amazon too, so.
Game of Thrones is over. You should watch that. The new season was pretty good.
I'll do my usual. When the season comes out on Blu-ray, I'll buy it.
Oh,
watch
that's
it.
Right, the Blu-ray. Yeah,
yeah. I buy it, watch it, and then I immediately sell the Blu-ray to Half Price Books.
Well, I mean, it's only 6 episodes. If they charge more than $10 for a 6 episode show,
really? It's only 6 episodes for the season?
7 maybe. Yeah, it was a real short season.
Is it? Well, is the season over or is it just a mid-season
break?
No,
it's over. There's only usually 10 episodes a season.
That's true.
Yeah. So there's only 6, but the last two are a little bit longer. I think it was one was 70 minutes and the next one was 80 minutes. The finale was 80 minutes.
Yeah, so I'll go pick up Blu-ray and then watch it in one day and then sell it to Half Price Books.
Yeah, it definitely feels like...
That's my normal routine.
I was describing it to my wife as this feels like they're reaching the end of like a campaign in like an RPG and the DM is just rushing it. He's just like, all right, so you're all on the dragon, you're flying towards the castle and we're there. The big bad's right there. So we just get in the castle. Yeah, you're just in the castle.
You made it into the castle.
You made it into the castle.
But how do you made it into the castle?
He's like, he's just rushing it because he's done. He's like, I don't want to deal with this campaign anymore. I you know,
good fucking Bill who's missed like 10 out of the fucking 20 sessions.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I don't know how that character survived. He's a bard. He should not have survived to level 12.
He's a bard with 6 charisma.
Yeah, he's a bard with 6 charisma. How did he survive this long? You know, he's a level 20 bard. No bard should ever reach level 20. It's my fault. I'm a bad DM. I understand.
Bards are OP.
Are they really?
Bards are fucking super strong.
I haven't
strong.
Played with bards in the new edition.
Bards are super strong. Well, I don't know about the current edition, but like in 3 and 3.5 and Pathfinder, bards are broke as shit.
Okay, well, I haven't dealt with bards in any of those
editions
either.
They're fucking disgusting. Because you take, you use a feat combo and you get a bandolier of wands and you become the best healer and the best magic user in the party as a bard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds kind of dumb.
It's very dumb.
Bards should just sit around rocking the guitar the entire time.
It's very, or you get
loot.
You get that as well. But what the key is when you're doing bard, when you're power gaming like that, you never take an actual instrument. You do throat singing.
Yeah, I know, because they're gonna get your instruments taken away from you.
Right,
yeah.
and you have hands free, so that means you can have 2 swords or a sword and a shield or a crossbow, and you can still be like do 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 do. I'm shooting you in the face.
I believe in a thing called love. Listen to the rhythm of the heart.
Yeah, you just sing.
Remember the darkness.
I do remember The Darkness.
I love that band.
That was an excellent music video, and then like they came out and everyone was fans of The Darkness, and then they disappeared.
Their first album was amazing. I would put that as one of my favorite all-time albums, just because it's like from start to finish. Like, almost every song on there is wonderful to listen to. Every once in a while, I'll be in a bar or something like that, or just anything like that, and I'll hear The Darkness playing in the background, and I'm like, fuck, I love The Darkness. I'll go listen to the album, and I'll be like, okay, I don't need to listen to this album again for a long time.
They remind me a lot of Sex Panther or Steel Panther, whatever
Steel
it
Panther.
Is. They're the same exact thing, except instead of, like, poofy hair metal, or what would you say The Darkness is?
Glam rock.
Glam rock? Okay, instead of glam rock, they're hair metal.
Okay.
They're, like, you know, Motley Crue and that kind of stuff. One of their songs is Death to All But Metal. And it's there's like during at the music video, she's like, yeah, you don't like butt metal, I got it, death to all but metal. And she's death to all butt metal, and they're like, no, death to all butt metal, yeah, death to all butt metal, I got it, you don't like butt metal.
I'd be into butt metal.
I mean, you know.
All right, let's talk a little bit about gaming since we're halfway through this podcast already. I really
gaming.
Yeah. See the native gamer in his natural habitat. Look at his, he shoves Cheetos into his mouth using his fingers that are way too fat to fit in there.
I was thinking just like sleeping on the couch while not doing things.
Watches Game of Thrones season 1 over and over again. Even though it is a DVD, you could still see pause marks where Daenerys Targaryen is naked on screen.
It just skips at that one part.
It skips at the. It's like there's the internet. You don't even need the TV. He's like, I like it old school.
No, because that would mean you'd have to get up from the sofa and get your computer going.
I'm not even gonna talk about like gaming. I'm gonna talk about periphery gaming. I've been playing Total War Warhammer. Mm-hmm. Total Warhammer.
Are you excited about the sequel?
Yeah, but not. I wanted to play that because it was on Humble Bumble for like $20. So I was like, I'm going to pick it up. I'm just like, I've been wanting to play this game.
It's really good.
Everyone says that it's a great like tabletop simulator. It simulates the game pretty well.
I heard it does Total War, so.
Well, it's
Total War kind of felt like a historical war game.
Yeah. I mean, like your army's out there, you place your troops and then you send them forward. That describes 6th edition fantasy. I don't know about what you think, true. But I'm terrible at it. I am the worst fucking Total War gamer of all time.
Nice.
Zoldak, who I play games with, he always complains that he's the worst bolt action player of all time. Mm-hmm. He says, like, I'm just terrible at this game. I don't, like, I get it. I understand how it works. I'm just bad at it.
Yeah.
That's me at Total War. I'm, like, playing it. I'm like, I have to be missing something about why I'm getting slaughtered so badly in every one of these matches. Maybe it's because I'm playing Empire, and maybe Empire is just awful in the game.
I don't know. You need to look. Are you playing against people or the computer?
No, I'm playing against online matches.
Okay.
Like, I'm not playing the campaign quite yet. Well,
Online matches, like, they've been playing it for
I understand. That's
a
why,
lot
yeah.
longer than you. But, yeah, it could be, you could be having a, you could have a bad army, you could have a bad faction, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like,
a lot of people complain that there's not enough factions in the game. I mean, there's, like, 12 factions in just the regular game without any of the,
I know, the second one's going to have a
DLCs,
shit ton. I think people are talking about, well, no, I guess I don't know.
Well, I mean, you get in the.
I heard you had to get all the factions as DLC.
Pretty much.
That was the complaint I heard. It was like there was only like three at the launch,
no.
And there's like 12 factions or something.
Well, now there's Bretonnian, Empire, Chaos, Dwarves. There's a couple other ones I can't think of off the top of my head. Wood Elves. Well, Wood Elves do you have to buy the DLC for?
Mm-hmm.
It's saying Wood Elves, Beastmen, and like Lizardmen you have to buy the DLC for.
Okay.
But, in the new one, they're going to have everything, pretty much. You can get to play Tomb King, Steve.
Finally.
You would actually probably love it for,
it'd
like, playing
awesome.
Tomb King. Until you find out, like, Tomb Kings are just as broke in the game as they are.
No,
like,
they're probably really good in the game, in the video game.
Oh, you get vampire counts in the thing,
Blah!
Too. The cinematic. Well, so what I love about this game, and I know I'm coming to the party super late, so everyone who probably knows this already. But what I love is I'm playing the game, and then you could click on your characters. And then you could go to, like, ground-level combat of them. Like, you actually
and
click
watch.
It. Yeah, and you could watch them fighting, like, inside the ground-level combat. And I'm like, this is fucking amazing.
That's cool.
I'm so glad I bought this game to lose every time, but I am amazed by this. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by. It should have just been called 6th Edition, the Simulator, but, you know, why not?
Sure.
Yeah, my only thing is I kind of wish there was, like, a build your own battle against the CPU,
mm-hmm.
or against the computer, so that way I could have like a mass, like I could match the actual army, like my army that I'm playing currently against like a fake army.
Nice.
So that way I can like, you can customize it, but you really can't do that too much.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's overall a fun game. I have to get through the campaign. I've only done a couple things. I hate like tree building though, like in those games. Like, well, you have to build, you know, research this technology. I'm like, I don't want to research that technology. I just want to have.
That's usually only in base building games, and I didn't think Total War was a base building game.
No, because you build like your capital. Like, so Altdorf is your capital, and so you build up on Altdorf. Like, oh, you get shipbuilding technology. I'm like, I don't want fucking shipbuilding technology. I want a steam tank. Give me a steam tank.
Give me the stank.
Give me the stank. God damn it.
Hook me up with that stank.
Yeah, it's like, you can't do that quite yet. I'm like, why not? This is stupid. I just want to battles. It's like, yeah, it's like the like having a campaign, like when you used to run at the bunker, where you're like, you got to come in and make your moves. The guy's like, no, I just want to battle. But of course, no one ever wanted to battle. They're just like, I'll let the DM roll off on that one to see who wins.
No, everyone loved battling in the campaigns I ran, because I always ran the micro yeah. battles, so everyone could, you could actually come, make your moves, play more than one game.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun thing about Total War, too, is that the games end in like 15 minutes.
That's nice.
If even less. You're like, oh shit, I got smoked.
That's nice. I think the only other video game I'd be really interested in Warhammer wise would be a Diablo clone, but Age of Sigmar. That'd be fucking cool.
There's so many Warhammer video games out right now.
Oh, there's tons, but I mean they're mostly phone apps.
Yeah,
I meant like a full
like Vermintide
game.
VR. Have you seen that?
Actually, from what I've heard, that game's pretty good, because it's just reskinned Left 4 Dead.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Vermintide is a reskinned Left 4 Dead. So,
oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like, that's a really...
it's a VR game, though.
It is. Well, the current one is a VR game, but it was already a first-person shooter already, then became a VR.
It's just Left 4 Dead.
Most people are porting first-person games to VR. Like, that's the draw. But I think Warhammer is a really good property to use in that manner. Like, Total War is a great... Like, take an existing game that's already good and proven and just... skin it with Warhammer. Like, Diablo would work totally fine if you had like Age of Sigmar characters. So if you had like a Fire Slayer, and you could have a fucking wizard, Sigmarines, like, and you have those as your classes instead of the normal Diablo classes, it would work. It would just fucking work.
Sigmarines for for Sigma.
Yeah, just the one, you know, you have the one dude with the fucking the retributor with the fucking double hammer or something.
That could actually work. Like, you just reskin Dawn of War, but for Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I
fucking love Dawn of War, dude. I played Dawn of War so fucking much.
That's another one I was terrible at.
I was really good at that one.
I'm arguably, I was better at Dawn of War than I am at Total War, which is funny. But,
well, Dawn of War is a more straightforward RTS game. Yeah. So, you know, it's more like if you played StarCraft.
Yeah.
You know, Dawn of War is closer to StarCraft than Total War.
I played more
is.
Warcraft, but same thing. Yeah. The Warcraft 1 and 2.
And, yeah. And yeah. That's closer to Dawn of War than Total War.
Yeah. Total War, I'm just like, okay, if I move this unit here, I should be able to flank. Oh, wait, it didn't work.
Hey, I had a German partner, and we were top 10 on the ladder in 2v2.
In 2v2?
Yep.
Oh.
And I learned some German phrases like commit Panzer.
Does that mean commit tank?
Yes. Schnell, schnell.
Faster.
Commit Marine.
Commit Marine.
Yeah. Nein.
Kriegsspiel.
Ja. Well, that's what, like, we had to communicate with each other, and he didn't know any fucking English, and I didn't know any German, so we just kind of like met in the middle, and we had enough to like get our teamwork going.
I was looking at something the other, because Italians and Spanish get really mad when you say that Italian and Spanish is essentially the same language.
It's not. You have stupid hand gestures when you say things in Italian.
That's true. I won't argue that part. But
hey, pasta fasula!
I was actually looking at like a linguistics chart that said that English is closer to German than Italian is closer to Spanish. And I'm like, that just doesn't seem right, because Italian and Spanish are like almost like fucking identical in almost every aspect except a couple different words.
German stuff is super close to English stuff. Yeah. I was kind of surprised by how close they were, but because where they're different, it's like worlds apart. I think that's what it is. Because like when German, like the things that German is similar to is like almost exactly the same, but the differences are like a fucking huge difference. It's like, wait, what? That's a word?
You didn't talk to him in the proper usted.
Yeah, you didn't say usted. Usted.
I would like you all to refer to me in the proper usted. Well, that's yeah. The German's interesting. German and Italian are the only like foreign languages I've actually practiced in Germany and Italy, and I got really good at it. And then I came home and remembered nothing. I'm like, I could, if you immerse me in a country, I could probably learn the language.
But did you use the proper usted?
Yes. Well, working in Logan Square, you learn how to use the proper usted very quickly.
That's one of the nice things about
como está usted.
That's one of the nice things about Japanese is like even because I'm a foreigner, I never actually have to learn keigo, which is their like official business language, which is like a weird level of like the way you say words and the way you say sentences are you are demeaning yourself while simultaneously uplifting the person you're talking to. And that's how like you use keigo when you are doing like a business deal, because you're like, you know, our inferior business needs your superior business's help. Like that's how it works.
I see.
But you never need to use that if you're a foreigner. They would never expect you, even if you're doing business deals.
What if you are the band Foreigner?
Well, then they would just know Japanese because they're foreigner. They always know the language.
Close my eyes with that double vision. Cause I'm hot-blooded, check it and see.
I've got a fever of 103. Hot-blooded, hot-blooded.
Listen, I don't need no instructions to know how to rock. remember Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
I do.
With the foreigner belt.
I do. So weird.
Those early seasons were great.
Oh, yeah, they were.
It got wonderfully weird towards the end, but it wasn't as good as the early stuff.
The early stuff was just a little bit just funnier.
Yeah.
The newer stuff was just weirder.
Yeah.
I think
like when Glenn Danzig was on the show and the robot was like, he never wears a shirt. I need more. It's a blood squirting robot.
Summon chicken. Giant chicken. Get a chicken.
My favorite bit was like, Meatwad, you can't mow the lawn with gasoline. He's like, I know you can't mow the lawn with fire. He goes like, man, I know that. You need gasoline and matches.
I see you're over here writing the moon rules on my car.
The moon rules. We are the moon and nights. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Talked about Total War. That was one of the things. I'm all in on Age of Sigmar now. I'm all in.
That's good.
Yeah, I
got my super special General's Compendium in with all of the...
With all your doodads?
Yeah, all the doodads and the trimmings, the tokens and all that stuff. They're nice cardstock.
Yeah.
And then I got like all the different card thingies, and I got two copies of Blight War, of course.
Blight War?
Blight War.
It's like, here's a $160 box set that you get for two characters.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a really good deal.
I mean, it is.
If I didn't have a demon army already, I would be like very happy.
Well, it's like almost a full demon army.
If you get two boxes of Blight War, you're one unit of Plague Bearers short of having a complete demon army.
Yeah,
like you just need a and you only need it because you need three battle line units.
Yeah, it's true. I have a bunch of the old Juan Diaz metal Plague Bearers. Oh,
are those the really goofy ones?
No, those are the...
Or you're talking the sixth edition
ones.
Okay. The goopy ones.
The goopy ones. I love those.
Because I have, like, there's, like, the really silly ones with the big grins. That's, like, the fifth edition.
Yep.
And then there's the goopy ones, which are... They just kind of look goopy. That's the sixth edition.
Yeah.
And then there's the current plastics.
Yeah, the current plastics.
Which I really like.
Yeah, they're good.
I actually like all the Plague Bearer models. Like, I've never been disappointed with any Plague Bearer model I've seen.
I think there's only been a few demon models that I haven't liked.
I'd agree with that.
I mean,
I even like the old goofy fucking
the demonettes with the
bloodthirsters
big...
or bloodletters with the swords.
Yeah,
where they're like their fists are touching their chests and they're like.
What about the demonettes with the giant crab claws?
I like the crab claws.
Where they're all doing mariachi poses.
Yeah,
or
you know that's what they're doing. they're going towards the foe like. Yeah, they're dancing towards them and they're clicking their claws.
Singing Despacito.
Despacito! Despacito!
It's not how it goes, Steve.
Yeah, it is. I've never heard it. I'm never going to hear it. So that's how it goes in my mind.
I actually listened to it the other day because I heard some kids in my school talk about it. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to take a listen to this song because everyone's... I'm like, this isn't anything that Julio Iglesias hasn't already done.
Is my version better?
Yeah, a little bit. I like your version a little bit. I'd be like all about that.
See?
And be like, I was talking with my wife about it, and she goes, "Oh, well, people just find it catchy." I'm like, "I don't find it that catchy. It's no Call Me Maybe. Like, that was a catchy summer song."
What about Friday?
Oh, the Rebecca Black.
Yes.
Immortal Song.
Gotta get down on Friday.
Friday. Friday.
That's right. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend.
Hey, she spun that into a multi-million-dollar business. So what can we say?
It was hilarious. I thought it was really funny. I don't know why everyone was really hating on her like really hard, and I thought it was humorous.
But everyone's a dick about shit like that. Like I can't handle that anymore. I think one of the greatest mistakes humanity has ever made is the creation of the comment section on a web page.
Never read the comments. That is what they say.
I mean, I like reading the comments on our shit, because I'm like, ha, this person's an idiot. I don't even say that to people who like our shit. I'm like, ha, person's an idiot.
You listen to us? You're dumb.
You're dumb.
We have terrible opinions.
Rob Hawkins, you're still playing 8th edition? Terrible. Click.
I mean, he's really nice looking square based armies.
Oh, he has beautiful square based armies.
He's got to pop him off those square bases, get him on round bases.
Well, here's my rule. If it is specifically made for Age of Sigmar, it'll be on a round base. If it is made for 6th edition, it'll be on a square base. That's just the way it is.
I've seen some people playing Age of Sigmar, and they use some blocks of spearmen on square bases, and they just keep them in blocks.
It makes sense.
It works.
Yeah.
And they're actually pretty good units. If you keep them in square blocks, like for spearmen, they're actually still pretty good.
Yeah.
If you use them like that in Age of Sigmar.
What I should build is like a flexi base. So like, it's a square base, but when it hits a circle, it can spread out.
Ooh.
Oh, think about that.
That's fancy pantsy.
It is fancy pantsy. They get hopped up on syrup. They get all antsy in the pants.
Hopped up on syrup.
Cup the balls. Oh, that movie's going to be terrible. The sequel to Super Troopers. It's going to be... gonna be awful.
I don't know. It might be good.
Might be.
I'm willing to give them the shot because those guys, they're very hit and miss. Broken Lizard, they're very hit and miss. But Super Troopers was really good, and I think if they play it right, they could very easily do an amazing sequel.
Oh, they could.
But it's gonna be hard because like it's hard to capture.
I liked every one of their movies up to Slammin' Salmon. And Slammin' Salmon was very hit and miss, but there were jokes in there that are hysterical to me.
I think it'll be good. I'm holding out hope that it'll be solid. If not just for the fact that the last sequel to a really funny movie I saw was fucking awful, which was Zoolander 2.
Oh, you watched Zoolander 2?
Dude, I was so disappointed because I was so excited about it.
I was excited about it too because I love Zoolander.
Zoolander's fucking great. And it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like they tried, you could tell they were trying super hard, but I think with the first Zoolander, like a lot of it was just like accidental. Like they just kind of stumbled into a movie that was really, really funny and they just tried to make that movie again.
Yeah.
And like when you try to like, you can't.
No, that's why I think most sequels are undeserved.
Yeah, I think sequels are weird. Like there's a weird thing. Cause like there's like the story heavy movies with sequels or movies that are like I think Alien is a good example. Like maybe not with Ripley in every Alien movie, but you could make infinite Alien movies because they're that
it's in the vastness of space. It's built
right.
in that they're universally
right. And know. It's a huge universe. Like you can do an Alien movie about some person on a spaceship who encounters the alien as many times as you want.
Yeah.
Because it's
built in. It's
right.
Yeah. No, I get that.
But trying to do like Anchorman 2, it's the same thing.
I laughed really hard at Anchorman 2.
I haven't seen it, but
the only reason why I think Anchorman works is because it's so random, and like you could tell that
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive erection. It's just the pleating of the pants, the way they're pleated.
it's on the strength of like the performers. Like they're really good at improv, and you could tell like. They were just like, do whatever you think is going to be funniest.
Yeah.
And
I heard the fight scene is absolutely insane in Anchorman 2.
Harrison Ford turns into a werewolf.
It's fucking awesome.
Well, they're doing Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah, that's the thing. Those are the kind of sequels that I'm not into.
Well, the 4 was terrible. I mean, that was just a terrible movie, The Crystal Skull.
It just, I don't,
No. When I say it's a terrible movie, Steve, it has nothing to do with my opinions on, like, the story.
I'm not talking about that movie. I'm talking about Indiana Jones as a franchise.
Oh.
Like, total, like, movies over and over. Like, it's just kind of like, eh. Like, I don't really...
Well, here's the thing. Eh. Is like, could you imagine an Indiana Jones movie, like, without Harrison Ford? Can you?
Sure.
Okay. But can you imagine an Indiana Jones movie without him having the whip?
No.
See, that's where the problem comes in. It's like, why has it got to have the whip? Like, if the whip is so instrumental in his character, you haven't written his character correctly.
It just is, though. Like, the whip... Like,
well, no, but I'm saying, yes, it is.
The hat and the whip are like Indy.
Yeah. But that's because they haven't written his character as a full-fledged character. He is just a costume.
Yeah.
That's all he is.
He is.
So that's why it doesn't really quite work as a movie.
As a franchise.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I fucking love Temple of Doom. I
think Temple of Doom is my favorite.
I think it's the favorite. It's definitely my favorite Indiana Jones movie.
Because it's the one Indiana Jones movie where he actually gets to act like Indiana Jones. And the first one, he's like in love with Marion and doing all that stuff. And the third one, he's like... with his dad, and the second one he's just like, fuck it, I got a little Asian kid sidekick. I got
no time for love, Dr. Jones.
And the kid sidekick is amazing in the entire thing. And then you got, you know, Willie Scott, and you're just like, she's annoying, but that's kind of like the whole point of her character.
And it opens up with Anything Goes.
It opens up with the Cantonese version of Anything Goes.
Pretty
and one of my favorite fucking scenes in the history of cinema where he does the table thing with like the diamond, Lau. The deal was for the diamond. And he's like, you insulted me, Dr. Joe. It's like so racist and like you're just like, oh man, this is just like old timey racist that could not fly in America today.
Yeah. Well, and, maybe it could fly in America today.
Yeah. Well, today. Yeah. Yeah. It's true. And then you're like, you know, they jump out and that action scene keeps going. It's like even on the plane, it goes all the way up until like they fucking hit the Himalayas and they're on the river. And it's like, Jesus, does this movie ever fucking stop?
And of course, Kalima.
Kalima Ushakti Day.
That movie's great.
Oh, it's fucking phenomenal.
So in that case, like, I love having that as a sequel because it's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. And he actually isn't with the hat and whip for a good chunk of that movie.
It's true.
Yeah.
But he has them.
Yeah, he does.
It's weird. Like, movie sequels are just an odd thing to me because, like, there's movie sequels that I really like and I want to see sequels just because I think that maybe just that universe is super interesting and I think if the movie completely depends on you having the same cast again forever, then don't do a sequel. If you need the same cast to complete their little story, so like. It's not a good example because the franchise is so uneven, but let's say The Matrix.
Okay.
Those are three movies. They make one story. Like, they're...
Yeah, you have to have the characters.
Right. You have to have the characters. But, like, you could do it... Like, Alien... just throw Alien out there. Like, if you do another Alien movie, you don't have to have Ripley in it.
No.
And you could keep doing cool Alien movies.
You could have... You need Fassbender's penis.
Yeah, you do need Fassbender's penis.
Yes.
That's a fact.
It's so beautiful.
Did you see Covenant?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It actually retroactively made Prometheus better, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, you're a huge Alien fan, so.
I am a huge Alien fan.
Yeah.
My opinion is totally biased. I love Alien. I love that franchise. It's one of my favorites. But it did actually make Prometheus into a better movie. Interestingly enough.
Here's a great Covenant anecdotal story for you. So there's this guy who's part of the Chicagoland gaming community. And he's like he's kind of annoying. I'm not going to argue that.
A gamer? Annoying? I don't believe it.
Yeah. But, you know, he made some waves with some political stuff lately. And the problem is that he's very open about a lot of his social media postings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you know him.
About his shitty points of view.
Yeah. If you know him, you could find him on other sites. Right. And. He posted this big long thing about Covenant, and I was just like, well, all your other political views have kind of just ruined this for me, so I'm not going to read this.
I don't read long posts about anything. Yeah. I think the most important thing for anyone to do about anything is to watch it yourself and form your own opinion. I think that's the most important thing, because I don't like critical views for anything.
Yeah, you do not. I don't mind
them. I want to see and experience everything for myself, because there's no way... The only possible way I could trust someone's opinion is if I know them personally and our tastes are very similar. Because if that's the case, then someone's like, "Oh, that movie's shitty," I'll be like, okay, I'll probably not like this movie.
Well, I think you can, that's a good way of doing it, but I don't think it has to be similar. Because, like, I know your tastes. I mean, I don't know them perfectly. I know your tastes.
If you know, know what the person likes and stuff. But, like, in most cases, like, I want to see stuff. Even if someone says a movie's really bad, I'll still, like, if I want to see that movie, I'll see it.
Speaking of bad media.
Because I've been surprised by so many movies where people are like, hey, it wasn't really that good. And I'm like, oh, that movie was really good.
Yeah, it all depends. Speaking of bad media that I've been eating up lately, I've been listening to the Age of Sigmar audiobooks.
I love the Age of Sigmar audiobooks.
Oh my God, those are so poorly written, but I can't get enough of it.
They're awesome.
They're fucking terrible, but I love it.
They're perfect. For what they are, they're absolutely perfect. Because Age of Sigmar is a not serious, like, over-the-top sword and sorcery nonsense. That's what Age of Sigmar is.
Like, it's... Nonsense is the great word for these books.
And that is what they are. They are over-the-top sword and sorcery, just ridiculous nonsense. Like, one of the books I listened to, there was at least a full paragraph just talking about this dude crushing another dude's head with a hammer. It was like, the gristle exploded from his skull and sprayed off in a torrent of gore. The virulent spray. It's like, that's the kind of prose that these books use.
Well, one of the things I really like about it is that it actually created a bunch of characters that I'm actually interested in now.
Oh yeah, the Russian fucking corn dude.
Yeah,
cool.
I talk with Russian accent for some reason.
It's fucking awesome. It's like, why is he Russian?
It's more Ukrainian accent than Russian, but I understand.
I will break you.
Exactly.
It's fucking awesome. And they have the hammer hand.
Well, they got the guy who sounds like Skeletor. He's like, Skelfax.
Yeah,
I am Skelfax.
It's fucking awesome.
Like, this is amazingly bad.
It's because it's an 80s cartoon.
It really is.
It's because it's an 80s cartoon. It has the same.
Oh my God, that would be amazing to see, have like an 80s like He-Man style like,
Age of Sigmar cartoon.
Sigmar.
Age of Sigmar.
No, it'd be like when they go He-Man, but except it would be Sigmar and the Masters of the Stormcast. And it's like, you know, it's like, I'll get you next time, Havandis Hammerhand.
You have to have Robert Stack or Optimus Prime do the narration. It's like,
in a far off world.
Yeah, Peter Cullen doing
Cullen.
That. Yeah. I could see that.
Vandis Hammerhand and the forces of good face once again the faces of Cordros Cool and the forces of chaos.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get you, Hammerhand.
And like
Hammerhand, dun dun.
But the problem is with it is like I keep on feeling like I'm getting suckered into something that I'm old enough and smart enough not to get suckered into this, but I can't help but be doing it.
You know why? It's because it's fun.
It really is.
It's just fun. It's a Saturday morning cartoon story.
Yeah. But I mean, like, as a woman, I'm like, wait a second. This is just Space Marine fan fiction written, like, in fantasy world. All of these characters are just Space Marine characters over and over and over again. I mean, Iona's Skull, what is it, Skullborn or Cryptborn?
Yeah.
And you're just like, this guy's just a chaplain. That's all he is. And
yeah,
then,
he's
you know,
a chaplain.
It's pretty ridiculous. But I enjoy it. Like, I should know better. This, like, in all honesty, these stories are horribly written fans.
It doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, it just doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
It's because it's just pure. It's fast food.
Yeah. To people who are like listening to this and going like, well, Joe and Steve are saying this is not bad. These are awful written books. But it's literally He-Man mixed with like 40K, but without where the Grimdark is a little bit different. So instead of it's like Grim Light.
Yes.
So it's not like everyone dies at the end.
Grimtune. It's Grimtune.
It's Grim. But it's more like, you know, it's like all of the bad guys are going to die at the end. Like one or two good guys might die. But this is more about like them going around killing chaos.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is interesting. It's a different turn for what they did. I mean, I texted you about this. It's like I've been reading up in the End Times for 8th edition, and it's fucking badass. I'm like, all of these characters who I hated because they're so like... like lame. So flat and two-dimensional are now like really characters. Fleshed out characters
yeah.
who in the end of the universe, and the only people who were around to appreciate it when it happened are those neckbeards who were sitting there going like, well, I have my 80 block of grind of goblins, so of course I get the horde rule for 8th edition. Well, this is terrible. They just ruined my Skarsnik character. I can't play him anymore because he allied with the dwarves. And you're just like, fuck you, man. This is amazing. Like, where was this when I was around? This is what Storm of Chaos should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, they have, like, it's fucking... These people are fucking awful for not liking this. Like, they should have loved this. I should have known about this from people going like, Joe, you got to read the End Times. You have to read it. It's fucking amazing. And I'll be like, why is it fucking amazing? And they'll be like, fucking the Dragon Princes of Kaldor fucking go to war against...
They do stuff.
Yeah, they do stuff. They go fight against Tyrion. There's an Elven High Elf Civil War. I'm like, a High Elf Civil War, hey? I always think the High Elves suck, but this is kind of interesting sounding. And they're like, oh, yeah. And then they're fucking... All the chaos is fucking destroying everything. Kislev is just wiped out. Kislev is gone. I'm like, but I love Kislev. But like, no, it's really awesome they're how it dead. Happens. They're dead. They're all dead. It's,
they're all dead.
It's gone. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
And fucking Arcanen and... Nagash fight. Like, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. There's like, you know, Nagash? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nagash kind of sucks. I mean, like, that model where he's a clown. Like, no. First of all, there's a new Nagash figure, and it's awesome.
He's gigantic.
He's gigantic. And second of all, he fucking allies with the Empire to fight against Chaos. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah. Not only that, he wipes out all of the Tomb Kings. He fucking kills them all.
Like, and then he fights fucking Arcanen.
Yeah. He goes to fight Setra. And Setra demands that he fights in single combat. And then he fucking kills Setra. Like, that's fucking awesome. And I'm like, really? I'm in on this. I'm okay. Let's go. I'm sorry I'm spoiling points for you for something that happened, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fucking, like, I'm going through and rereading it because now is the time to get those End Time books, those big, you know, hardcover.
Yeah.
Because they're cheap now. You can get them for about $30 a piece. I mean, not that that's cheap, but in comparison, they were selling for, like, $130.
Yeah, it's way cheap.
Yeah. So I'm picking them. I'm actually reading through them. I'm like, holy fuck, this is amazing. This is great. They bring back the fucking Karsteins, and they're fucking riding around on bone dragons.
I think Kalita's still alive.
Yeah, Kalita, Manfred.
Yeah, yeah.
And Krell? Kull? Or one of them, one of the white...
Heinrich Kemmler and Krell.
Maybe that's what it is, something like that.
Heinrich Kemmler's the dude with the big witch hat.
Yeah.
I got it. I got the theme song.
What?
Azir's most powerful soldiers, their last chance against the chaos hordes.
All right, I'm with
you. You just use the Spiral Zone song, except change the lyrics.
Yeah, that can work.
Nice.
Sigmar at the Sigmar. H the Sigmar. Yeah, it's like, battle for the Azure Gates! Like, they fucking come out, and there's like a dragon, and then he's like, and Vandis Hammerhand's like, what should we do, Dracolith? And he's like, I don't know, Vandis. I'm just gonna follow you.
Look out, Vandis.
Oh, man. That's
by the power of Sigmar, I have the power. He uses power twice in this fucking catchphrase, Steve. That makes no fucking sense whatsoever.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. He raises it up, and a big, like, fucking lightning bolt hits his, like... His hammer.
You know, I would say it doesn't
people.
Make any sense, but I'm not the one with the power. He is.
It's
so.
True. He does have the power.
I got the power.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the End Time stuff, I'd give it a read if I were. Granted, also unevenly written. Well, I should say uneven and terribly written, but kind of fun, where it's just like, you know, all those really lame characters that don't exist in Age of Sigmar anymore because they were like, you know what? We don't want to have these characters anymore. All dead. They killed them all.
It's because they're dead. That's
because they're dead. That's why. No one told me that. Like, I got upset about it last cast because I'm like, well, they took off my Thorgrim Grudgebearer. What am I going to do? He's like, no, he's dead.
Yeah,
why should he be in this game?
He got killed.
He got killed.
Yeah. He got killed.
He got killed. Yeah. So why should he be in this game?
Your favorite character? Kill.
Yeah. It's, yeah. All your favorite characters are dead.
They got dead.
Except Archaon. He's the only... Archaon and Setra are the only two that are alive out of all of them. Well, and the Well, I don't even know.
I think Tomb Queen Kalita is still alive.
Yeah, there's a couple that are still. I think Kalita, Manfred, and I think it's
There's a few
might
here
be Krell or Kull or whatever his name is.
Yeah, there's a few old world characters that are still in Age of Sigmar.
Yeah, but they're not even like really there. They're like all your Empire favorites dead. Bretonnia wiped out. There was a Bretonnian civil war. Fucking amazing. I had no idea even it existed, Steve. Yeah. I had no idea that any of this existed.
It's cool.
Yeah.
The end time stuff was neat.
Yeah. And no one, but and the only people that were there to accept it, fucking.
All complained about it.
All complained about it. Like, no one sold me on that.
Yeah, and then the Blight Kings are all still alive. The three Magoth Riders and the Glotkin.
Yeah.
They're all still around.
Yeah, but they're like demons, so it's
Well, they're Chaos Warriors. Like they marched in, they fucking fucked shit up, and then they got their own little like Nurgle land now.
Nurgle land?
Yeah, Nurgle land. And what's his face? This dude, Gutrot Spume. He is still cruising in the Age of Sigmar, and he has a giant he is the coolest mount in the history of Warhammer. It is a castle. A giant chaos fortress on the back of a gargantuan chaos snail.
Ooh.
But it's a. Gotta remember, he has a chaos fortress on the back of the snail. So this snail is fucking huge.
It's not really a mount at that point.
It's a mount. It's a thing he rides.
I guess.
It's fucking awesome. He just rides it from a castle. Yeah, so that's his shtick. He's cruising around the Chaos Waste on this giant fucking snail.
Just picking up chicks.
Picking up chicks.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, like, I feel bad because I missed out on all this cool shit that happened.
But you'd have had to play 8th edition for it.
So. Exactly. So it's like, but I don't, you know, you don't have to play 8th edition to appreciate the fiction.
Right, right.
But then that's the problem.
But
like,
for you to have seen the fiction, you'd have had to have been playing 8th.
And I would have had to have spent like $120 on these books.
That's true.
Which is fucking stupid. And there's no audiobook version of these. So I'm like, I got to read? Jesus Christ. I read all the time, but I like cheesy listening fiction. Like, if I'm going to read, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to read, like, Don Quixote or something
I don't really, like, I always like to be doing something. Like, I like to do two things at once in general, so for reading, it's all got to be audiobooks.
I drive, and that's when I listen to my audiobooks. Okay. It's like, so for me, if I'm sitting there, I want to paint and, like, maybe watch some TV. I don't necessarily want to, you know, read. And I occasionally do if I got to go somewhere that doesn't have Wi-Fi, but... Or, like, on a car ride, I like reading. If I'm in my wife's car, because she and my daughter have to listen to, like, Taylor Swift or something like that. So I will sit there and read. But that's about it. All right. Do we have any other gaming news that we got to cover? Because I know we didn't really cover that much.
I don't think we covered any gaming news.
Well,
I don't think we covered a single bit of gaming news.
No. What are we going to cover? It's like,
there's nothing to cover.
Bones finished up, and it made, like, $4 million, and... People are going to get a lot of plastic. No,
there's nothing to cover.
I told you I pledged on that one. I rescinded my pledge. I was like, I don't need this shit.
Nice.
I don't want this. I don't need this.
That's good.
Yeah. What else? Card game wise, I can't really think anything. I don't know. This is the time. This is actually kind of funny because we've done this podcast long enough that we're reaching another one of those points where a bunch of games are going to die off real soon.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Any predictions?
I think Privateer Press is going to finally combine Hordes and War Machine into one game so that way they can get their sales numbers up. That game is dying. Flames of War is going to die. Malifaux is going to die. Like, all these games are going to go away. They are not going to be around much longer.
Yeah.
They might be in terms of, like, a boutique game. Like, Malifaux might turn into a boutique game. Privateer Press might not do that. If anything, they're going to explode. Like, they're going to just... One day, it's going to be like... We're going to find out that... What's his name? Ronnie? No, not Ronnie. That's...
That's Mantic.
Mantic. No, we're going to find out the guy who has... That he's like... He's got like...
I think the Privateer guy's name is Ed.
Yeah.
I think.
But he's going to... you're going to find out that he had to borrow a bunch of money to keep the game afloat, and then he couldn't pay it back, and then it's going to be gone. Someone might buy the IP. Someone might not buy the IP. Funny enough, there's many games that have died that I'm like, how come no one has picked up this IP yet? How come no one ever picked up the Vor Maelstrom IP? Because people loved fucking Vor the Maelstrom, and they would fucking... Like, there would be someone who would buy those minis. So, who knows? I mean, look, even fucking Warzone...
I mean, Confrontation was arguably the most popular of all the discontinued games, and it's still having a very difficult time coming back.
Well, and it has nothing to do with the selling. It's just no one's made anything for it. They keep on saying, like, we're going to make the Phoenix Edition. Never appears.
What company?
I think Cool Mini has it.
Do they?
Yeah. I think Cool Mini has it. No, you know what? It was bought out by some other company. from Cool Mini, and they just haven't done shit with it. Mm. But the problem is right now with Confrontation is that all of the Russian bootleggers have all the minis, and you could legit buy those figures for next to nothing on those sites.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not even, like, hiding it. Like you know, with some bootleggers, you got to go, you know, like, you got
to
know the secret.
Who are you going to hide it from? Fucking Rackham doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's not like you have to have a secret handshake anymore to, like...
Yeah, because Rackham doesn't exist. It's like if you did bootlegs of, I don't know... Well, no, Ralph Partha minis still exist, but, you know, you're making bootlegs of something where there's
Target
no...
Target Games, Cronopia?
Yeah, there's no company left to sue you.
Yeah, that's exactly it. But, I mean, people do own the Rackham rights, and they probably own the molds, too, but no one's going to fucking do anything with it.
Right.
So, yeah, we're reaching that...
Because I actually don't think they even could, because I believe they need to have a certain level of production in... So, obviously, I'm not a fucking lawyer, but I'm pretty sure you need to have a certain level of production in case, because you have to, when you sue someone, you have to have grounds, and you have to prove that they caused your company damage by doing this counterfeiting. So, it's like, they're causing damage to our company by counterfeiting these models, and they're like, but you don't sell these models.
Yeah. Well, they could say that we were going to sell these models. We have the legitimate rights to sell these models, but we can't make any money selling these models because the bootlegs exist.
Yeah, that might be.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we're not copyright lawyers. We're just two assholes who like to talk about figures.
I do know that you need to say like this is why.
Yeah,
you
need to have grounds. Yeah. And like that's like AT-43. AT-43 was a hugely popular game, and that those things no longer exist either. I shouldn't say hugely popular, but people did like that game.
People bought it.
Yeah. You know, they were all pre-paints. People enjoyed it. Not like Dust.
Good old Dust.
Still chugging along.
They're coming back. There's a new Dust company.
Fucking A. I mean, the Dust figures go for a shit. Oh, that's another thing that I wanted to mention is when Spartan Games went under, we talked about that last cast. Fucking the prices for those figures skyrocketed on eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Skyrocketed.
Right.
Especially the stuff from the last Kickstarter. Like, there was some people who, I guess, who had it and sold and were selling it, and they're like $600 for going for that.
Jesus.
I know.
That's insane.
I know. So I dumped all mine. I threw that on. I threw
good idea.
I threw all of my, the fleet stuff and the tanks that I had. I put that all in one lot, and I was like, $100, you could take it. I already got a couple bids on there.
Nice.
And then I also did my fully painted FSA army. That's on eBay right now. I was just like, so you can look for me on eBay if you'd like, and you could see that my fully painted dystopian legions army.
Finally.
I feel bad though because it's a nicely painted army, but whatever.
What are you gonna do with it?
I know. What the fuck am I gonna do with it?
Nothing.
Make it a guard.
You're gonna
army.
Sell it. That's what you're gonna do.
Exactly. So I guess that's about it. Go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at
I'm Command Throw.
Like our Facebook page / Game Classy Podcast. The best way you can help out the podcast is like, comment, and subscribe on the iTunes. You could also like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube. If for some odd reason you don't like listening to us on the podcast forum and you have to have a video playing at some time or another, I don't know the difference between the two, but some people like it like that. You can also listen to the sister podcast. We have Play On Podcast, which is with Steve and Pat B, where Steve talks about how he hates Nintendo now, except for the third-party games for the DS. 3DS. And how Pat is like, I don't understand. I still like Nintendo. Actually, I just bought a game for Pat. I was at Half Price Books, and they had a Japanese version of Super Mario World for the Super Famicom.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so I picked it up for him. And the woman behind the counter was like, you do realize that these are Japanese. I'm like, listen, I know what I'm doing here.
She'd be like, oh, no, I was confused by the fact that there was fucking kanji all over it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I know what's going on. I mean, you're a very sweet girl, I understand, but I'm not going to be asking specifically for the Japanese Super Mario game.
Well, to be fair, she's probably dealing with people like your eBay customers all the time.
That's
so
true. I didn't know this game was in Japanese.
Yeah, that's, you know what? She probably is in the right here.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going to, like, argue with her to her face, like, and be like, listen, I know what I'm doing here. No. This fucking insane. And so, yeah, you can listen to Play On Podcast, and you can also listen to Weebtown, which should be coming out again soon.
There's an episode uploaded right now.
Right now, where Steve and Young Giuseppe talk about marshmallow treats from Japan.
Delicious marshmallow treats.
Marshmallow.
Tokyo Banana, tell you. That's the
You
fucking,
love your Tokyo Bananas.
Tokyo Banana is fucking insane. Like, that is one of the best treats I've ever had.
treats.
I highly recommend if you ever have anyone going to Japan or you yourself are going to Japan, make sure you get yourself some Tokyo banana.
I had a Tokyo banana last time someone sent it to us.
So good.
It was all right.
So good.
I don't necessarily like banana flavoring, so.
Well, that's weird.
Whatever. This is like
boat show.
Remember we used to work at the bunker? Because remember how there was a candy factory that worked that was like right behind us?
Yeah.
They made, not candy. It was like they made the flavors. Like they were a flavor factory, extract
or
factory.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they like and on rainy days, like the smoke from the factory would like kind of permeate the air, and you'd smell everything. Like, you'd be like, "Oh, what does it smell like? Grape now and laters for some odd reason."
Delicious now and laters.
Fucking no teeth pulling now and laters.
Yeah, I never liked now and laters.
No, I was a big Airheads fan. I like Airheads.
I never liked any of those kind of taffy. The only ones I thought were okay were like Laffy Taffys. I like the Apple Laffy Taffys.
Yeah, Laffy Taffys are Laffy Taffys were the now and laters were the ones that would fucking break your teeth.
Yeah, they were like rock hard little concrete squares.
Yeah, you had to suck on them for like 2 hours in order to soften them up enough to eat.
Yes.
Ugh. No wonder why I have terrible teeth. That and the crack. That actually does not do well for my teeth.
Yeah,
either.
It makes the gums recede.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, until next time.
The boat show.
Game classy.